So how do you decide about whether to keep the erlotinib going in somebody who's progressing but you know has a mutation?
So I generally will. When I substituted her for the other inhibitor, I was still inhibiting EGFR, so that felt fine. But a patient who is progressing that really responded or had a mutation, basically they need to stay on some sort of EGFR inhibitor. And the model now is either you switch them to a different EGFR inhibitor that you think can inhibit this new mutation, or most of these drugs, when we know about these bypass tracts that we talked about, most of the strategies involve adding a new therapy to the Tarceva. So you don't take them off the Tarceva. And in general, if they're progressing and we don't have a clinical trial or anything like that, but they're progressing on Tarceva and it's time for chemo, I'll usually add chemo to the Tarceva. This is null, not proven, not, you know, demonstrated in any way, but that just feels like the right thing to do.